This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Striking United Auto Workers say they'll hold out for as long as it takes to get the pay they say they deserve. UAW President Sean Fain spoke to CBS's Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation.
Well, you said progress is slow. Will you order strikes at additional plants this week? Are you preparing for that?
We're prepared to do whatever we have to do. So the membership is ready. The membership is fed up. We're fed up with falling behind.
The strike by thousands of UAW members against the big three automakers is putting a spotlight on the gap between executive and worker pay, says CBS's Michael George.
The latest proposals from automakers Ford, GM, and Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler, are about half of what the union wants. Despite record profits and skyrocketing CEO salaries, GM CEO Mary Barra told CBS News Friday the company can't afford the union's demands.
Can GM be successful if you met all their demands?
No. For the life of the contract, the initial demands were over $100 billion. We still have a ways to go.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Talk show host Drew Barrymore has backed off her plan to restart her show during the writers and actors strikes. In a statement today, she apologized and said she's made the decision to pause her show's return until the strike is over. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the split among Republicans over the impeachment inquiry of President Biden is harming Americans.
The House Republican civil war is hurting hardworking American taxpayers and limiting our ability to be able to solve problems on their behalf.
Jeffries was on ABC. A new CBS News poll has good news for former President Trump. Jennifer DePinto is CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys.
Trump benefits from a strong retrospective view. Almost all of his voters, 97% of them, believe things were better under him. The voters who feel they're worse off financially today are certainly voting as if things were better when Trump was in office.
Atlantic Storm Lee has moved out of Maine, but not before displaying the majesty of nature. WABI-TV reporter Brian Sullivan is in Bar Harbor.
I came in from Jersey to hike Arcadia. They shut it down, so.
People from all over making their way to the pier in Bar Harbor, where the power of the storm was on display.
How are those umbrellas working for you?
Not really.
Very effective.
Yeah.
Really wild and awesome to see the ocean in a state like this, because it's not something you see very often.
L.A. Angels superstar pitcher and slugger Shohei Ohtani is going to have elbow surgery. He's out for the season. He has a ligament tear in his pitching elbow. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report says chain stores are crowding out local businesses in Wisconsin's small towns. Mike Mohn reports now on policies that could help local retailers compete.
The 2023 Rural Policy Action Report, which has input from nearly 30 organizations, urges federal policymakers to advance bills that would strengthen antitrust laws in hopes of seeing fewer mergers, including in agribusiness. Katie Milani is with the Independent Business Institute for Local Self-Reliance and contributed to the report.
We have seen in the last 50 years significant consolidation in our economy. You go to any town across the country and a lot of them look the same. It's the same dollar stores, the same Walmart.
Milani says these trends push out independent businesses, preventing small towns from taking agency over their ability to flourish. Her group notes the FTC needs stronger enforcement of laws addressing deals bigger retailers get from suppliers, allowing them to mark down prices. The report also calls for investment in foundational infrastructure in rural areas, such as healthcare access. The authors say these communities are more diverse than people think, and residents deserve equitable opportunities. Milani says there are too many questions there that can't be ignored.
What does economic, racial justice around rural issues and also gender, what does that look like?
The report says protecting democracy and access to voting allows diverse rural communities to have a voice on these matters without intimidation. The recommendation asks the federal government to make bigger investments in election safety and security, noting the burden often falls on state and local governments. Chains like Dollar General defend their growth, saying they often get requests from rural areas for new stores. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Get on, or should I say, all aboard the love train. What you got to say, Earl?
Good morning, and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Man, we got a lot to talk about, man. The season is in full effect. But before we go any further, you got an announcement to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown, in some cities his name is Bad Moon. Other places, his name is Spider-Man. But in my heart, much love. Give it up for my man, Andre Rison. Dre, what's up, baby?
I tell you what, man. You know I love you. Earl, I love you too now. The only thing I got a problem with is Under the Helmet, and he called the Gravedigger. It should be under the ground, right?
hey, you know, the Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger was catchy, brother. But Bad Moon Rising. Bad Moon Rising is on the phone line this morning. Good morning to you, dear brother. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Man, I watch your career, man. I watch your career. From college, and man, you know, you're one of them cats who could play today, man.
I appreciate that. You know, what's funny, you know, with a bunch of old guys, and they talk about coming back, and they show them get tackled and show them get hit, and I'm in that same boat. but I tell you what, the money and the earnings that the young fellas are making today in today's game, it was part of the path that we paid for them to be able to do that, but I'd take one game check. I'd take one game check for sure. Well, no hits, though. No tackles.
No, man. You know, you're...
Earl.
Go ahead.
Earl, let me say this. My man over there should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question.
The numbers... I mean, just his attitude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine you a young DB stepping out on the field and you see across the lane, Bad Moon, Spider-Man, Andre Rison, and he about to do a dig and go on you. I think I'd have a stain in my shorts.
You know, I saw him early on with Cleveland in his career. Can I say that? Because he was a Packer too, but his athleticism, you know, his speed, he's one of them cats that could play today because a lot of receivers, they kind of came out of that mold that he was in. Small,
yeah,
quick,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Fearless going across the middle.
But Dre went against the best.
I know.
The Hall of Famers, the Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Played with him and went against it. Dre the man, dog. That's why there's no question why he shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question. No question whatsoever. How many years did you play, Bad Moon?
I appreciate all those compliments from the accolades and things of that nature. I played 12 years.
Wow.
When I retired, I retired in like the top 10, top 5 in most of all categories. Catches, receiving, touchdowns, and yards. When I retired, I think I was like number, like I said, I was top 10, top 5 in most categories. And so I felt as though I had given what I needed to do to be a Hall of Famer, and still do, you know, winning the world championship with Gilbert, the great Gilbert Brown, and the great Packers organization. I thought that would have really solidified it. And if it didn't, the next year after the Super Bowl, I went back to the Pro Bowl just to show people that I just didn't jump on the bandwagon of Green Bay. I played like 10 games with the Packers. And so that was almost like a whole season in a sense. And so, I felt like, you know, I got a couple slights here and there. Oh, he was a free agent that came in and helped the Packers win and this and that. I never really bought into that. What I bought into, the Packers just got the best receiver, arguably, to play the game. Just walked in the door. And I know Sterling Sharp had played there, the great James Lofton, things of that nature, John Jefferson, guys I looked up to and respected. But we all had our own style. We all had our own game. And I felt like my game was good enough to get a gold jacket. And so I will always treasure my times playing with Green Bay, for sure. Like I said, you can't play for another organization, I believe, that has more historic value to it than the Packers.
Well, you know,
so
dear
I
brother,
really thought that was gonna be the knot.
Your chance at the gold jacket is not over. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a lot later, and I hope that yours, when you talk about your numbers, are comparable with other people who are already in the Hall of Fame. So, it unfortunately, it must be politics, and when they get into the politics, you know, it might take a little bit long. But your records speak for itself, man, and so we're gonna keep pushing and praying that they, you know. Because I look at some of the people that they're talking about, Gilbert, given the opportunity to, and Bad Moon should be above many of the cats they're looking at now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about they play games, man, you know, and half the time you got to be dead before they put you in there, man, you know, which is a shame. Dre, yeah. Tell them about your book, man, since we got them on here, so these people can buy this book you got.
Yeah, we got an awesome book called The Andre Rison Story, Wide Open. It's not a tell all book, but it's a validity book that people.
Well, yeah, you don't want to tell all.
If it was a tell all book, Dre, they had to put on sunglasses while they read.
Yeah, you already know it, but there's a lot of great pictures in there. It's a lot of great moments in there. It talks about me coming up as a child in a single parent home. Talk about the struggles between my family and just society, period. Trying to make it up out of Flint, Michigan. And it's a great story about my mom, myself, and friends of mine and friends that I've gained through the years. Like Gilbert, I don't even consider Gilbert and Santana and Antonio as like friends. They like my brothers. And so it goes in detail about, you know, the Atlanta days and the nightlife and all the way to
the nightlife.
Entertainment.
Read some stories about nightlife. Your nightlife.
And the entertainment side, you know, talk about the relationships between Tupac and myself, the friendships that I had, you know, kindred through the years.
Yeah, you're a big-time celebrity.
Like I said, entertainment life of the TLC stuff. And it's a great
book,
though.
Where can they get it, Dre? Dre, where can they get it, man?
You can go on Amazon and order it.
Okay.
Right now,
okay.
You can go on Amazon and order it. It'll pop up. Hopefully, this time next season, I'll be doing a global book tour, actually over in Africa, all the way back to the States.
Oh, wow. You know what we need to do, forward. Gilbert? We need to get him on where there's some time where I can have him talk about his book. Right? You can make that happen. Right?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that one day.
You know the movies. The movie will be out on Apple TV, Tubi, Hulu.
Yeah, he got a movie too now.
The movie is actually.
He ain't give me no part, but he got a movie.
Hey man, do you know he was what's the cat's name, man, that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers that been pretty crazy? The wide receiver that wound up.
Antonio Brown.
He was Antonio Brown before there was an Antonio Brown.
No, I got to correct you.
I'm talking about flashy.
Andre Rison is the mold that was broken.
I'm talking about flashy. And those kind of things.
Antonio Brown, that fool ain't got nothing on my homeboy.
No, man, I didn't say he was. I didn't say he was Bad Moon Rising. I said he was. Mm-hmm. He was flashy and colorful and all that stuff before there was an Antonio Brown.
When you see Dre, you see Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
You see Kansas City Chief, but you see world champion Green Bay Packers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, for sure. And check this out. Sure. He lives 10 minutes away from me. You know what I'm saying? He lives 10 minutes away from me.
You mean the state is big enough for both of y'all?
No, they kicked me out. They kicked the drink.
Hey, so are you from Michigan, brother?
Yeah, I was born and raised.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He drunk some of that water.
I thought nothing.
Yeah. That's why he crazy. He drunk some of that water.
It's and great coaches and not just football but basketball, baseball. You know, we got a lot of world champions came out of Flint.
Oh yeah.
Carl Banks. You got Glenn Rice, the great basketball player. Jimmy Abbott, a great baseball player for the Yankees, and then you know you had the young boys just come through right now with Miles Bridges, Man Morris, as Monte Morris with the Pistons now. The list goes on. JaVale McGee.
You know, dear brother. I know we gotta let you go because I know how busy you are. But I want to thank you, Gilbert, for giving us this opportunity. You know, we're gonna make sure that when we bring him on, across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure when we bring you on that the state of Wisconsin can hear. From you, man. Great player.
I got a chance to see the state of Wisconsin a little bit more further down outside of Green Bay and Madison. Of course, playing in the Big Ten, you always play against Madison. Play against Wisconsin and Madison. I played basketball, too, so I was always there, seemed like. But I took a trip with Gilbert last year. It really enlightened me on the state of Wisconsin.
Gilbert,
it was an awesome
time. We're gonna let him go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll set it up.
Dre, I'll call you right after, boy.
Hey, man, it's an honor. It's an honor, man.
Yeah, make sure you call me.
I'll call you right after. Yeah, boy.
Hey, Gilbert, he talking to me to make sure I call him?
No.
Oh, all right. I know. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Love you, boy.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Take a couple seconds to be older than you. Hey,
man. I'm thinking he got to be 54.
He what?
He got to be 54. 55.
And just had a baby.
Hey, just had a baby.
Mama's baby's.
But check it out though. He got 4 girls. And when the boy finally popped out, you're going to take that at any age.
Oh, yeah. So mama's babies, papa's maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard that
saying. He got four girls that he claimed.
Yeah. Hey, Left Eye Lopez burned down his multi-million dollar house.
Yeah.
Hey, he got a lot to write about.
Book.
Huh?
It's probably in his book.
Yeah, man. Hey, I want to interview him, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, man.
As long as you don't give him the keys to the city. I'm going to stop bringing this into here. God, no, girl, just give it all up. Tonight, lowest dip down to about 50. On the love train.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. 1-0. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, 1-0. Gilbert, I was telling you during the preseason, I was saying, man, the Packers got some hellified athletes. Mm-hmm. I said, man, the linebackers, the defensive backs, the safeties. Man, just they're very athletic. They're linemen, and man, Gilbert, they're pretty tough.
Earl, man, I've been preaching this since we've been talking about that quarterback that threw 3 touchdowns other day.
Hey, Gilbert,
I've been preaching,
Gilbert. Let's not
about the team that they was playing. I told everybody. The Bears is the Bears.
Yeah, well, they're the Bears.
We needed a team to get our confidence up. They're a warm-up team.
Yep.
They ain't an NFL team. They're a warm-up team. They're a bunch of Cubs walking around in Bears clothing.
let me say this, Gilbert. Before we get too far.
All you Bear fans, call up so I can laugh at you.
Before we get too far on the other side of the rainbow.
Okay. Okay.
He was 15. Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Against a JV? You going to call Justin Fields JV?
Hey, man. He looked
you
like.
You going to call. Hey, Calvin. Can you look up the first time Brett Favre started? And the first time Aaron Rodgers started.
Oh, no question.
And give me and give me their numbers, please.
Hey, Gil.
Because we got some haters that need to get him some hater rate out there.
I'm not hating. What
you
I
you
saw.
Did, you just called him out. You
no,
just called
no,
him. Oh,
no.
Oh, against the JV team, he was good. Hey, Gilbert. There is no JV teams in the NFL, sir.
Well, the Bears look like they're the closest to it. If there
no,
is
they,
one.
They're the school of the blind.
So here's what really got me about the game, Gilbert. What I saw was boys against men. The Packers' defensive line against the Bears' offensive line, and the Packers' offensive line.
They're coming against you.
And the Packers' offensive line against the Bears' defensive line. Superior across the board. Would you agree?
I would agree that yesterday, in between the lines, in between the tackles, Green Bay won.
Overwhelmingly.
Aaron Jones had an awesome day. Awesome day in between the tackles. You know what I'm saying? But we knew that the running game had to get going so Jordan Love can get going.
Yeah, but Gilbert, the running game wasn't that spectacular. Aaron Jones had 9 carries for 41 yards, and Dylan had 13 carries for 19 yards. What they had, what they really had, Gilbert, was they just beat up the Bears' defense, the offensive line. I mean, the Packers got some horses on that offensive line.
Yeah.
But that's the
thing, though, Earl. That running game had to open everything. It don't matter what the numbers they had.
Right.
It opened up the game because now they're so worried about them getting the ball that they sneaking out the backfield, and Aaron Jones had a beautiful touchdown.
Oh, so Aaron Jones not only had a beautiful touchdown, he had some big catches. He's as dangerous a weapon if you give him a flare pass as he is running.
Whoever said anything about that young man is stupid.
Well,
they got to keep him.
Well, they were talking about
no matter what.
They were talking about how much he's going to cost against the cap. But
man, they said that about your boy that's in Jetland. Man, go on with that.
No, man, but
go on with that, man.
They're saying that they have to might not be able to afford him next year because his numbers against the cap. But I'll tell you, I'm in total agreement with you. Aaron Jones is one of the best backs, most explosive backs in the league.
In the league.
Yeah, and breakaway
and
speed.
His stature will not scare anybody.
No, man.
But when you put that ball in his hands, all them knees were shaking over there in Chicagoland. The monsters of the Midwest.
You know, Gilbert, you almost, it's hard to tackle Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Because he's stronger than he looks because I've seen guys think they have him wrapped up.
Yes.
But they can't get him.
And you know what's crazy? He'll get behind Bakhtiari and you won't see him.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
You won't see him because that's the elusiveness, but the power that the young man has.
Let me let me also tell you, Bakhtiari played a hell of a game. I thought he was done.
He wanted to call you and say, I'm about to show you something, sir. I'm about to show you something, sir. Check this out, chair.
Hey, Gilbert, he really out, did look good.
Yes, they all look good yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to come out and show everybody that this is the Green Bay Packers. This is not Aaron Rodgers' team that he just left. We are the Green Bay Packers, a team. Coming after.
You know, you played on the Super Bowl winning team, so you clearly know talent. And
your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Striking United Auto Workers say automakers have been generating huge profits, but wages haven't gone up. UAW President Sean Fain on CBS's Face the Nation.
There is no excuse. These companies have made $250 billion in the last 10 years, $21 billion in the last 6 months alone. And our workers' wages and conditions have went backwards.
Talks yesterday were said to have been productive, but so far no agreement. Mainers have said goodbye to Atlantic Storm Lee, but Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center says Eastern Canada still has the unwelcome visitor.
The main areas being affected are the Canadian provinces of New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Nova Scotia.
When it comes to having stamina, voters say it's Trump, not Biden, who has it. CBS News Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
By almost 3-1, voters think only Trump and not Biden is physically healthy enough for the job of president.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's joking now.
Devec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's come like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was
like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
On the Earl Ingram Show. You know, the Packers kicked off the 2023-24 NFL season in style. Let me ask you something, Gilbert. I saw, and Calvin, I don't know if you caught this, but they had some guy that was kind of leading the cheer at the game. It kind of looked like you, man.
No, he didn't. Don't do that.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me. I was way in Timbuktu somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I had a long but good weekend, man. I hung out with one of the greatest Packers of all time. I didn't say the.
You can't say that.
Aaron Rodgers say I'm the greatest, but the Brett Favre. It was awesome.
So you hung out with your boy Brett?
Yeah. It was awesome, man.
What you guys kick it around with, man?
You know what, man? We talked to some kids and we signed some autographs, but it's the times where we're sitting there and we talking about the good times. We talk about Reggie White, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talking about the boys that we lost and everything. And like I say, man, it's just one of those things where good or bad. I love him and he's my teammate.
Yeah, he's a Packer for life, like you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why he came back and retired as a Green Bay Packer.
Let's do this. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
CJ.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, Gilbert and Earl. On a difficult day, 9/11, let's not forget. But
I'm going to talk about that later on, man. We're talking about sports right now.
I know, but it's bittersweet. Celebrating the Packers, it was tough to see Brett go, leave Green Bay, but it was tough to leave Aaron Rodgers. Watch him leave, too. But I tell you what, I've been trumpeting this Jordan Love since I saw him. The guy's got a rocket. He's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate him all the way to the Super Bowl one day. And I tell you what, he's got a lot of great talent around him. The defense is incredible. And it was a fun game to watch because they were down.
So
they were down, but they came back, and they looked incredible.
So let me say this, because in the first half, I said at halftime, I said they have not turned him loose. They did not let him throw the ball downfield. Everything was check passes in the first half, Gilbert. And I was wondering if they were going to open up the game for him. They it was almost in the first half like they didn't want to run the risk because the game was so, you know, tight, and they're playing checkers. And so the Bears didn't have anything. They didn't want to make a mistake, and neither did the Packers. Mm-hmm. But the second half, they opened it up, and you saw him play better football. Was I right in that assessment? Gilbert.
CJ. Oh, you talking to me or CJ?
You.
I'm gonna put it like this, Earl. In a way, you are right, but the coach did it masterfully. This is his first game,
right?
Starting against a rivalry team. That's a different component. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So the coach, I'm gonna get him confident first.
Yes.
I'm going to get him confident. I'm going to let him hit here. I'm going to let him hit here. And I'm going to let him do this and that. Dink and dunk. Get your confidence up. But the second half, son, he probably even told him what he was going to do. Second half, son, we're going to pick it up. I want you to get your confidence. The coach, you know, people that don't understand the game, I saw it. He going to get him dink, dunk, dunk. Do your thing. Get your confidence up. Second half, we coming after you. We coming out after you. So get your mind right, son. And that's how it went, man. And to be able to see the progression when they do call your number was good for him. Now we got to see how he's going to do next week.
Well, you know, again, let's not get too far down the road. He played against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team, man. That's just a slap in the face, man.
I'm watching them.
They suck, but it's a slap in his face.
Okay, so, I mean, because, man, I don't know how.
I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know. Hey, Gilbert, I don't know how the Bears have been finishing bad since 1985, since their Super Bowl.
Okay, so
when you finish in those lower rungs, you get higher draft picks. So they've been getting high draft picks.
Yes.
It's no excuse that they're in the shape there. Well, the Lions were in the same
shape. You know what, Earl? No, I. You know why I'm laughing at them? And you know why I don't have no sympathy for them? It's because once we got rid of Aaron Rodgers, they just knew they had the top dogs in the league, in our division. And you should have heard their fans.
Yeah,
oh, we got y'all now. We got y'all now. I was at a place Sunday fundraising, 3 or 4 Bear jerseys in there. Oh, it's over. Oh, it's over. It's done for. I said, dude, y'all still the Chicago Bears, and we got you.
So anytime in the NFL, one team beats another team 9 straight times on their home field, that's unheard of. That's unacceptable. Yeah. Man, the Packers beat the Bears 9 straight times in Soldier Field.
Should be called Packer Field.
Yeah, man. I mean, that goes to show, you know, exactly the failure. But it also shows the difference in the coaching because, say what you will, Matt LaFleur can coach.
Yeah, he
can coach. The cats he got with him, he got the right kind of, am I right?
But you got to, but like I said, Earl, it all stems back to the talent, dude, on both sides of the ball, both sides of the teams. You know what I'm saying? And you got to realize, if the talent dude is bringing his talent in with his talent staff, you got to make sure you got the right guys. I don't think Chicago got the weapons for Justin Fields.
No, they don't.
I really don't. And that's on the talent dude. That's on the talent dude to change that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that what's our talent dude name?
Gutekunst
has been doing his due diligence, man, trying to put in a good team. Because remember this. We didn't have our full staff at receiver yesterday.
Well, so let's look at really where the Packers have been able to really make hay while the sun is shining. Man, they got when they got rid of what was the wide receiver's name, number 17,
Devontae Adams.
When they got rid of Devontae Adams, they got a lot of great draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right when they made the trade, they got something.
But you didn't see it at the time.
I know. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
They got a lot of talent from that draft pick from trading Devontae Adams. When they traded Aaron Rodgers, they got a lot of draft capital, and they wound up with all this great young talent. You got to give them credit.
Who's starting to look good right now, Earl?
Gutekunst.
You see what I'm saying?
And
everybody was killing him.
Yep,
why he get rid of Devontae? You.
Yeah, why did he get rid of Aaron Rodgers? And the people people wanted his neck, right? Because they wanted to make sure that Aaron remained, and they did, and they bent over backwards that year, those 2 years for Aaron Rodgers. Bent over backwards to keep him here. And Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers was calling for Gutekunst to be gone. But you got to give the Packers credit. They stayed with Gutekunst because they saw something in him, right? And now, turned out, they were right. Because, man, that talent level.
Goes back to the talent, dude. I keep telling.
Hey, man, that talent. I'm watching all of these positions, Gilbert. Mm-hmm. All those positions. Mm-hmm. They're loaded. They're linemen. Mm-hmm. They can rotate. Look, the new rookie. The first round draft choice.
Yeah.
He got in and ran and chased
one of the fastest quarterbacks down.
Hey, Gilbert, and got him.
Hunting a gazelle. Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah.
He was gone.
And and I'm just watching and what's the other guy's name who had his knee repaired, ACL?
Garrett. Sean?
He playing. Hey, man, they got all these cats. Number 7 intercepted the ball and ran it back like a deer, man. That's a defensive lineman.
That's the boy that can't get right last year, but he's getting it right this year.
Yeah, man. I saw his athletic ability, man. Not only a cat that big intercepting the ball and running it back like he's running back. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw one running back try to tackle him. Hey, he won't ever do that again.
You just made SportsCenter, son, the bad way.
But I'll tell you, they're going to be entertaining.
Yeah. They got some tests coming up, though.
Yeah, well, they got one of the easiest schedules in the league, so that helps.
And I don't call any schedule with the Kansas City Chiefs on there.
I know.
An easy schedule.
Well, outside of the Chiefs.
And the way the emergence of your team is coming up.
What's that?
Them meow, them lions. That's gonna be a tough week for them because they're gonna have the Saints on Sunday and turn around and play the Lions on Thursday.
Hey Gilbert. Listen to this schedule. Packers versus they played the Bears. now Packers and Falcons, I would pick the Packers in that game. Saints and Packers.
First home game.
The Saints are not going to beat the Packers in Green Bay. Packers could be 3-0. Then they got the Lions, maybe, 3-1. Then they got the Raiders.
Ho, 3-1?
Yeah.
You picking the Lions?
Hey, man, listen, don't fool yourself, man. Don't get so caught up in it that you think the Packers are going to go 4-0.
You better stop before you get some hate mail in your...
Hey, Gil. They're not going 4-0. You know it.
They're not going 4-0?
No. Okay.
Okay. If they go 4-0, you got to put some hair dye in your hair. they go 4-0, Leslie, you got to put some hair dye in your hair.
If they go 4-0, I'll put some shoe polish in my hair. And I have to call you and find out where's the best place to get it because, and what kind to get.
Earl's Ink Shop. That's where you get it from.
And then they play the Broncos, a team they can beat.
Yeah. So how you saying that? That's a good schedule, man, because the Denver's coming up too.
Hey, Gilbert, the Denver lost the first game, okay? And then they play the Vikings. The Vikings, are not exactly
Kirk Cousins what they were.
Okay? And then they play the Rams. The Rams, starting all over. Then they play the Steelers. The Steelers got beat by, of all people, got beat. By
Tampa, it was Frisco.
They got beat by Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay played Minnesota
who lost Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota, yeah.
So you think about that ink already, it's getting deep burning.
But what I'm saying to you,
Pittsburgh lost to San Francisco badly,
they got stomped. So, what I'm saying to you, the Chiefs. The Giants, the Packers play, the Cowboys just beat them 40-0.
Cowboys ain't doing nothing.
The Buccaneers.
One-star rating for the Cowboys.
The Bears. Packers got a favorable schedule, man. I could see them maybe even making the playoffs. Listen, our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. And I'm not crazy. But they got a much much easier schedule than they.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Hey, Gilbert, I'm going to invest in that shoe polish. You got to let me know how much money you can make.
It's called Soul Glow.
We'll be right back. Be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline.
Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Cube now.
Yeah. No, that's the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube.
That's the Isley Brothers. That's Cube sampling the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube. Just waking up in the morning, got to thank God. I don't know, because my day seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smoke. Mama cooked the breakfast with no pork. Didn't pig out.
You know, I may listen to the lyrics of that, man. That sounds pretty cool.
It's smooth, man. It's smooth.
Yeah, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, I was watching football all day yesterday, man, and I tried to watch the game, the Monday night game, and I thought it was going to be a really good game, man, and the Cowboys dismantled the Giants 40-0. So can you imagine you had all those opening days, 10 years of opening days. And opening days, it's always you're hyped up, you're ready to go, man. They got you thinking you're going to go 16-0, 17-0. And then you go in and you're playing against the team that, you know, and they say, hey, the Giants, this is their time, it's their year. And you get beat.
Got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, you get beat.
Where'd they play at, Earl?
Dallas.
Oh, no, New York. God.
No, they played at home.
Yeah,
they played at home.
They got beat 40-0 at home.
Yeah, at home, man.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Calvin, is that right? I see Calvin shaking his
Yeah, that's right.
God.
It was raining. That's how I know it was for sure in New York, because it wouldn't have been raining in the field.
So how do you overcome that, Gilbert?
I'd have went in to turn my helmet in.
No, I'm talking about. I know you have to let it go, right?
You know, back in the day, even when I was playing at Kansas, Nebraska and Oklahoma, if they whooped us, they whoop us 40-0.
Right.
We're gonna score something at home. Are you kidding me?
40-0 at home. But how do you overcome that? I mean, you have to let it go, right? I mean, how long do you carry?
You got
how
to.
Long, I don't, so,
until Wednesday. You got to let it go at least by Wednesday.
Oh, so you,
that's when you got your day off Tuesday. This is when I was playing. Yeah, it's day off Tuesday. Wednesday, we're moving on to the next game. So you got to get out the system Tuesday night.
So Monday, you off, right?
Yeah. No, we got to come in and watch film.
Oh, and man, and all hell.
And run around and, you know, get the lactic acid out. But Tuesday was supposed to be your day off, but you got to get your butt in there and do something in the weight room, or they're going to look at you crazy.
But
that's when you got to get it out your system. Tuesday
but all hell is breaking loose Monday at the film room, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah, nobody smiling, right?
Hey, no, if you got your butt whooped 40-0, no, ain't nobody smiling.
Hey,
you trying to reevaluate? You probably sitting there reevaluating your career.
And the coach better not see anybody talking.
Oh no! Anything triggers a yelling or we got to go out and do some up downs or we got to do something. Something triggers something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing, Earl. You're a professional. It's kind of like you messed up at work. Next day, you got to pick it up. Period. You got to put your hard hat on, you grab your lunch pail and go to work.
So whoever they play next, the Giants going to be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to be, Earl. How do you lose 40-0?
At home. Opening day.
Opener.
Yeah, no.
I'm surprised this coach still got his job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Aaron Rodgers is on tonight, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, playing the Buffalo Bills, so He ain't playing lightweights. Buffalo got a hell of a defense. So you think what are they playing?
Buffalo versus the Jets. We're about to see how good that offensive line is.
Oh, they playing
the
Buffalo playing in New York.
You know. They might have a chance.
Well, I mean, come on, New York, Buffalo, the same places, just about.
Yeah, just up the street.
Yeah, but it's gonna be. I mean, Buffalo gonna be as high.
You gonna watch
the Jets.
It, Earl?
Come on, man! Absolutely, every second of it.
Okay.
But this, what? Let me ask you, Gilbert. You know. Mm-hmm. It's how soon people forget, because Aaron was just here last year. Mm. And the people wanted the Packers to sell everybody they had to keep Aaron. Mm. Right? Now Aaron is gone.
Gone.
And you know, people ain't going to be thinking about Aaron. I mean, they only remember.
They're going to watch him, though, tonight, just so to see if he's going to fall on his face or beat Aaron Rodgers of old. That's what they're going to watch. That's what the people are going to want to see.
Yeah, well, he can't be the Aaron Rodgers of old. He's 39 years old. Brett Favre was never the Brett Favre of the Packers when he left, was he?
Nah, he almost took Minnesota to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that first year.
He was close.
Yeah.
They got some dog in them, man. They Green Bay Packers by heart. They got dog in them, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they always come back. You don't want to retire as a New York Jet. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to retire as a Minnesota Viking.
So you're pretty sure that when Aaron retires, he's retiring as a Packer?
Absolutely. He'll be a fool if he didn't.
Yeah, well,
he will retire as a Green Bay Packer. He ain't gonna need any money.
He's worth $200 million.
No, but you don't want to leave that on your resume.
Oh, yeah, because when he goes there.
I'm going to retire as a New York Jet. Yay.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
As he goes into the Hall of Fame, it'll be a Green Bay Packer Hall.
It'll be under the Green Bay Packer banner, like it's supposed to.
Look, man, we got to go, man. But, man.
Oh, man.
Bad moon rising, man. That was,
see that?
Man.
See what kind of pull I got?
You got some pull, man. You got some pull. You brought.
He was just calling to say hi. I said, no, boy, get on this radio.
You brought Bad Moon Rising, man, on the line, man. People don't know who that is, man. That's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a bad cat, man, but you ain't Bad Moon Rising.
I know. I'm the grave digger.
Yeah. That's what I am. Hey, man, we got to run,
get
man.
It right, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we'll be in touch.
All right, love you, brother.
I love you, too, man.
Hey,
all right.
Calvin, I'll holler at you.
Hey, we got to go up next. Sandy Williams will be joining us. It's
Big
Monday
Sandy.
With Sandy Williams. We'll be right back. Cubes of piss. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today, I didn't even have to use my 8K. I got to say it was a good day.
Stop this, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.